morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
So we've got to believe it. In John 11, 23, we spoke a little bit about this from the New King James. You can go to the scripture, John 11, 23. This is where Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus had died. And they came to Jesus and said, "Why, if you were here, he wouldn't have died." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." So she's not thinking rise again now. She's thinking at the resurrection afterwards at the last day. Next verse. Jesus said to her, "I am." Well, I love that. Doesn't that just shake you up? "I am." And he could have stopped there. Remember when Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" What did he say?
I am.
Tell him, "I am. I am that I am. I am everything. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I'm the first. I am the last." Did he not say that? "I am the resurrection and the life. I am he that was dead and alive forevermore. And I am has the keys." Amen. Did he not say that? Look what he says to "I am the resurrection and the life. He who what?
Believes.
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Can you imagine 2,000 years ago hearing that? You know, the one time Jesus said, "Except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you cannot have any part of me." And do you know his disciples, besides the 12, left. Left. They just walked out on him. Remember that? They couldn't receive. Jesus couldn't tell everything. I mean, that was stretching it. "Though he may die, he shall live." But the Apostle Paul picked it up in Galatians 2:20. He said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Right? "I am the resurrection. He that believes," say believes. So you better sing the song, "I'm a believer." And you better be a believer. Because obviously, he who believes in me, even though you're going to die, you're going to live for all of eternity in heaven with God, right?
Amen.
Now remember, death is separated from God. He who doesn't believe in me, he's going to die and he ain't going to live. So is believing important? I'll say. Believing is important. Right? Because if the one who believes in him is going to have life, the one who doesn't believe in him is not going to have life. Well, it's quite amazing. If that's the way you operate in the kingdom of God, why should it be different to get your healing or your finances? I believe for my salvation, I've got to believe for my healing. And if I can believe for salvation, which to me is way, way more difficult than to believe for some money. Don't you think? Don't you think it's easier to believe for money than it is eternal life? And how many of you are born again? How did you get saved? By believing in him. For by faith or by belief. For by faith are you saved. Amen. The grace of God. Now, so think about that. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Amen. Next verse. Now watch this. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then he taps it off by saying, "Do you believe it?" I mean, God just pulls out all the stops and he just goes to the, right to the deep issues. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never, ever, 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 ever die. How many of you are going to live for all of eternity? You're never going to die. I'm telling you, what Jesus did for us, I don't know if you are fully aware of the finished work of the cross. I don't know if you're fully aware of the grace and the power and the love and the goodness of God. You know, sometimes we kind of, I think we kind of miss it. We don't get a real understanding and a revelation and illumination of what God actually did for us. And all I have to do is believe that He did it. I mean, my goodness, you can't get a better deal than that. He's not even asking you for interest. You can borrow $1 million from the bank, but they're going to want interest. Amen? What did He say? Freely you have. So if you've received freely, you can give it freely. But He's talking here. Whoever lives and believes in Me shall never die. That's huge. That is huge. And all I've got to do is believe in Jesus Christ. I had a guy today, I had to have some work done on my motor vehicle, and I went and got it back from this gentleman. I'd never met him before, and I'm going to send you, Vince's wife, to go and see that whole row of businesses over there. And I was talking to him, and he finished my job, and my heart went out to him. I just thought, man, are you saved? And I stopped and I said to him, are you saved?
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Are you saved? And he looked at me and said, well, my son goes to church. I said, I'm not talking about your son. I said, which church does he go to? He said, he goes to the Baptist church down the road. I said, and why don't you go? He said, because, oh man, busy, 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 too busy. I said, you're too busy to be saved? Too busy to meet Jesus Christ? I said to him, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? And then he started to say to me, you know, I was brought up in church and my parents dragged me to church every time the doors were open. I'd go on a Monday, on a Sunday, on a Wednesday. And you know, since they stopped and I got of age, I just ran from church. You see, religion chases people away. Relation brings them in. It's a goodness of God. Amen. And I said to him, that's not the question. Do you believe? He couldn't answer. I said to him, you better come to church. I said, you need to come to church here. And then I said, we got tons of people in our church and you can get a lot of business. I'll sweeten the pot to get a soul saved. Amen. Be wise as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. And when I left there, the one guy, he said goodbye to me and my top was down in the corner driving. I do, woo, brother. He had gold teeth. Every tooth was gold. I mean, every tooth. And two of them were like fangs. I thought, man, that guy got some money going on in his mouth. And so believe. He says, if you believe, you're going to have life, eternal life, everlasting. And then he still says, do you believe that? Remember the one guy came to Jesus and he says to Jesus, my son is being tormented, throwing into the fire, into the rivers and everywhere. And I went to your disciples and they couldn't cast the demon out. And Jesus said, whoa, you guys, unbelievers, when are you going to get it together? You've seen me walking on water. You've seen me multiply the loaves. You've seen me raise the dead, heal the sick. And you can't cast out a demon out of a man's child? And he called the father, and the father said to him, this thing comes out by prayer and fasting, this unbelief. You've got to put your mind to believe in God. You've got to start to read the word of God. You've got to get your thoughts and your heart and your attention to God before you're going to get a belief. Amen. If you just met me for the first time, and I said to you, I'm going to give you $50 tomorrow if you be here. You don't know if I'm going to be there tomorrow or not. You can't believe me because you don't know me. Is that right? Yeah. But when you know me, you'll know I'm either going to be there or I'm not going to be there. When you don't know God, how can you believe Him? Right. See, religion doesn't know God. A relationship knows God. And God wants a relationship. And when you talk to God and you have your private time with Him and you pray which is communicating with God, and you're speaking to God and you're fellowshipping with God, you'll know God, you'll get a belief system working. Amen. Amen. And so we need to be believers, and then once we get to that place of believing, we'll start to receive what God has promised us. Is that right?
Yes.
We'll look at Luke 8. Turn to Luke 8. And we're going to look at, remember, the synagogue's ruler's daughter. There was a ruler of the synagogue. His daughter was sick. You all remember that. Out of Luke 8:49, look at it. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." You know, a lot of people get to that place in life. The sickness is permanent. Don't trouble God. Live on the medication. Why should I live on the medication when God says I can live medicated and free? Why should I be supporting these people? I mean, I just get angry now. I'm watching the news. I get so angry. They're just pumping people with the... If you watch world news on ABC, I watch from 6:30 to 7 to try to see what's happening in the world. I mean, they just pump you. Almost every advertisement is for a sickness. And it's suggestive advertising. And they're putting names out there and diseases, and they're trying to show you things because they want you to see it. They want you to see you getting it. And it's all about the bottom line, money. It's greed, I'm telling you. And look what happens here. Your daughter's dead. Do not trouble the teacher. It's too late. It's over. It's over. And people give up. The doctor said it's incurable. You're going to have to live on this medication all your life. And they give up and they live on the medication all their lives. Or your child has got ADHD. Which means it's probably very energetic and got great ideas and probably has a great imagination and is a dreamer. I'm telling you, in my day, they would have found a new name for it. I don't think they knew about ADHD in those days. They didn't have that. They would have, I would have been APGHKG. And I would have been on every kind of medication you can possibly imagine. I'm serious. Training me to be a druggie. Because that's all it does. Don't rely on God. Rely on medication. That's what it tells your child. 7-year-old taking medication. 35-year-old taking medication. All right. So watch here. Don't trouble the master. Your daughter's dead. Watch this. Next scripture. When Jesus heard that, he answered saying, he answered him. So now he's going to the man whose daughter's just been told, he's told his daughter's dead. He answers him. He doesn't answer the guy who gave him the news. He looks at the man and he answers him. Don't go to someone else for your answers. Don't go to the bank. Go to God. Now, I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. Please keep going to the doctors till your faith is there. Amen? But you kind of got what I'm saying. He answered the man who had the problem. He didn't listen to the naysayer.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.